It is 7:38 as we march along in March. And today it's Beware the Ides of March, the 15th. And some still say Hump Day. You know, we first brought you the story of the plight of juveniles inside the Wayne County Juvenile Detention Center. Heck, that had to be like last fall. That story is far from over. The facility was severely understaffed and overcrowded when Marie brought us this story initially. There were incidents of violence because of the understaffed, overcrowded conditions. The juvenile detainees were then moved to a vacant adult jail in Hamtramck, but serious problems persisted. And our WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne reports back to us now a war of words that has erupted between the Wayne County executive and our governor over who is responsible for the mess. This doesn't sound good, Marie, but we have to hear it.
We do indeed, and we're also learning from our sources that indeed problems still continue at the facility. So we first reported last fall, Wayne County was looking to the state for help with overcrowding at the Wayne County Juvenile Detention Facility. At the time, the state said they did not have the beds to move any detainees. Now Wayne County Executive Warren Evans is putting the blame at the door of Governor Whitmer's administration. The Free Press has obtained harshly worded letters that Warren Evans wrote saying it was the state's failure to solve the shortage of beds and that to treat the youths who already have been sentenced, and that that's what's causing the emergency at the detention center. Sources telling us that the detainees were often kept in locked cells for long periods of time because there wasn't enough staff to supervise. And last week, the Hamtramck facility had 140 residents when it can handle 80. The problem has been all along that there were not enough secure state beds to take the detainees who are supposed to be placed in facilities that can meet their complex needs. A former staffer tells me the facility there have been assaults of staff members there. Things are not better, they say. They are worse. Now, adding to the problem, state officials have had to revoke the licenses of a couple of secure residential treatment facilities in the state due to accusations of abuse. Now, in a second letter to the governor, Evans suggested increasing funding to private facilities so they can afford to pay employees at least $25 an hour, and propose that the state build a new 60-bed residential facility in Wayne County. That would cost about $35 million. Under an agreement with the circuit court, the county is responsible for delivering juvenile justice services, but the county officials say ultimately it's the state's responsibility. Now, for their part, the state says they are responding to the crisis, Paul, working to expand capacity for more youth at two state-operated facilities in northern Michigan. So the problem is too many youths in these in the detention facility. By the way, their cases, we talked about this before, they're already adjudicated. They have been sentenced, but they can't move them anywhere because there's no facilities to move them to.
Man, oh, man. So first up, it's a money issue.
Well, always, right?
It's always a money issue. But I have to tell you two things. In my observation, when I first heard about this, and the anger in which Wayne County Executive Warren Evans was displaying, he's a pretty low-key guy, from at least my experience with him. For years, he's been kind of a low-key guy. And to have two of the state's biggest Democrats, I mean, they are. You're talking about the Wayne County executive and the governor of the great state of Michigan. You don't like to see those people fighting. You'd like to see them working together and solving the problems. And obviously, there's a lot of frustration here.
There absolutely is. And then add to this, Paul, this issue again of this overcrowding, but add to it the issue of the pandemic. There were staffing shortages that just happened, just like everywhere else. They're having staffing shortages. So you add that into this equation, and it's a serious problem. I mean, last fall when we were talking about this, and we did send a request into the state. We got a written statement saying, you know, that we are providing as many beds as are available. I mean, I can understand why Warren Evans has reached the end of his rope in frustration to say, look, something has to be done here. It's the staff at these detention facilities that are really on the front line and at risk.
And based on what he is saying, long before we were let in on this and became a part of the argument, he has apparently been bringing this up time and time
over
and time again.
Mm-hmm.
And there's tremendous frustration leading him to say, quote, the present shortage of juvenile justice services was foreseeable and avoidable.
Exactly. Yes. So he said, this is not a, in other words, this is not a surprise. This should have been something we've been working on all along. And apparently.
And it's something that he has been working on all along and bringing to the attention to the governor and whoever else he had to bring it to the attention to. And he's almost saying, I told you this was going to happen.
Right.
Now what?
And we thought that, by the way, when the when the detainees were moved over to the vacant Hamtramck facility, we thought, oh, you know, this might be, it's going to be a short-term solution, but at least it's a solution.
Whole other set of problems.
It's turned out not to be everything that they had hoped.
Marie Osborne, thank you much. WJR Senior News Analyst Marie Osborne. Coming up, Oakland County Executive Dave Coulter had his State of the County address last night. We'll talk with him about it. Now 7:44 on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.